This is, of course, the point in the Palm Sunday Mass where everyone takes out their palms and starts making crosses instead of listening to the sermon. Oh, busted. Just kidding. Whatever it takes to stay awake, please do so. Have you ever tried to see the world through the eyes of animals? Have you ever wondered what the world would look like if you saw the world through their eyes? How might the world look different through the eyes of a dog or a cat or a goldfish? Of course, Disney movies do this all the time, like in the movies Finding Nemo or The Good Dinosaur. We see the world through the eyes of animals. But the classic tale in this regard is undoubtedly George Orwell's novel, Animal Farm. Have you read it? It's a very short but potent book. When I was in elementary school at St. Teresa's, our teacher actually read this book out loud to us students, and I still remember it vividly. It's about a farm where the animals revolt against the owners, and they kick out the human beings, and then they take over the farm themselves. And do you know who leads the revolution? It's the pigs. And I remember thinking, this must be George Orwell's allegory about the SEC and how the Razorbacks are going to take over the SEC and rule over the Gamecocks and the Tigers and the Bulldogs. Well, that wasn't exactly the point. It's really an allegory about the Russian Revolution of 1917 and Stalin's coming into power. Orwell's point was that you can see how evil the Russian Soviet Revolution was and Stalin's dictatorship when you see it through the eyes of simple animals. In the animal kingdom, things are simple. Things are black and white. There isn't a lot of gray. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. In the long gospel today, there are several key roles played by animals. And I believe seeing these sacred events through their eyes can shed new light on our salvation. First, there is the colt, the donkey, that Jesus rode on as he entered into Jerusalem triumphantly with the people singing his praises. Archbishop Fulton Sheen joked that the donkey might have thought all the cheering and praising was for him instead of for Jesus. His point was that often when we do something well, we want people to praise us instead of giving the credit to the Lord who does these great things in us. I'll never forget when Kurt Warner, the quarterback of the St. Louis Rams, won the Super Bowl back in 1999. A reporter rushed up to him after the game and asked him excitedly, "Kurt, how does it feel to win the Super Bowl?" And then he responded, and remember, this is in front of millions of people watching. Kurt Warner said, "First things first, all the praise and the glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Warner was like the donkey carrying Jesus. But he knew that whenever you do something great, the glory should go to God and not to us. The second animal is the rooster or the cock that crowed when Peter denied Jesus three times. It was clear to the cock that Peter was prevaricating. He was dodging the questions to stay out of trouble. And so the cock blew the whistle and called the fowl. You could almost say that he was the fowl who called the fowl. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that one. One day, a burglar was entering a mansion to steal some stereos. From the dark, he heard a voice saying, "Jesus is watching you." Then he heard it again. "Jesus is watching you." He wheeled around and pointed his flashlight and saw a parrot in a cage. The burglar sighed relief, and he asked the bird, "And who are you?" The bird answered, "I'm Moses." The burglar laughed. What kind of people name their parrot Moses? The parrot replied, "The same kind of people who named their Rottweiler Jesus." You see, just like the sins of the Russian Revolution were plain to Orwell's animals, so too were Peter's sins apparent to the rooster who crowed, and the sins of the burglar to the parrot and the Rottweiler. Sometimes the animals in the scriptures seem to have more faith in God than the people do. My friends, how many of you love your pets? We all do, don't we? That's wonderful. But I want you to do more than love them. I want you to learn from them. When you go home, try to see the world through their eyes. More specifically, try to see yourself through their eyes. Are there times when you're like the donkey and accidentally accept the accolades of others instead of giving the glory to God? Or has your parrot or your dog seen you do something wrong for which they would blow the whistle like the fowl who called the foul on Peter? We humans are very skillful at justifying our sins and stupidity. But to an animal, life is simple. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. Indeed, sometimes animals seem to have more faith in God than we humans do. A couple of years ago, Pope Francis stirred up some controversy when it was reported that he said that all dogs go to heaven. Remember that? I'm not sure that's exactly what he said. Nevertheless, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, Peter says, "We await a new heavens and a new earth that will be populated with animals, presumably." And of course, Peter would say that since a rooster helped him reconcile with God. He was rather sweet on animals. But animals can help us to see ourselves more clearly and to see God more easily. Try to see things through the eyes of animals. Why? Well, because sometimes they seem to have more faith than we human beings do. Praise be Jesus Christ.